Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentary on the Quran. We're still in our investigation to Quran chapter 15 as we continue to look at all the verses of the Quran where we learn about Abraham. As we have seen in our previous broadcast, that the story of Abraham in the Quran always has ties with Lot. But sadly, our dear Muslim friends do not know who is Lot. What is the relationship between Abraham and Lot? Are they cousins? Are they father-son? Are they neighbors? We do not know anything about the relationship between Abraham and Lot. And as usual, Muhammad, sometime in the Quran, he only mentions the name Lot without any details, as we're going to see in a few verses, and sometime he gives us some information about him. Sometimes it's just one or two sentences, or sometimes even few verses. And what is so amazing is that if we investigate these stories which were written about Lot in the Quran, you would discover sometimes Lot is a prophet or a messenger, and sometimes he is just a normal man whom Allah sent to him messengers. And that is what we call contradictions in the writings of Muhammad in the Quran. So let me share with you some of the early verses where we read about Lot when Allah does not give us any information. For example, in Quran chapter 22 and verse 43, we read, "And the people of Abraham and the people of Lot." That is all what is written in that verse. Now you say, well, you're taking that verse out of context, therefore you cannot understand what Allah is trying to teach the Muslim believers about Lot or Abraham. I say, yes, you're right. Therefore, let me read you the previous verse. Because in verse 42, we read, "And if they deny you," that is Allah speaking to Muhammad concerning the infidels of Christ. "If the infidels of Christ deny you, Muhammad, so indeed before them the people of Noah and Ad and Samud denied." You're not the first one, Muhammad, people do not believe in. And then you move to verse 43, "And the people of Abraham and the people of Lot." Obviously, from that verse, Quran chapter 22 and verse 43, we can come to the conclusion that Abraham was a prophet or a messenger, Lot was a prophet or a messenger, and by the way, in Islam, every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger, for the office of the messenger in Islam is greater than the office of a prophet, which is the opposite of the true teachings of the Bible. Anybody can be a messenger, but the office of the prophethood is greater than a messenger. So that is what we learned from that verse. Let's move on to Quran chapter 6 and verse 86. "For there we read, and Ishmael, and Elias, and Eunice, and Lot, and we preferred all of these above the world." What do we have here? We just have the name Lot is mentioned in the middle of other names, as how Muhammad always liked to make a cocktail of the names, which we are familiar with some of them because they obviously were taken from the Bible, and others which were made up by Muhammad as he created stories in the Quran similar to the biblical accounts. So what do we have here? We have here simply a list of names where we see a confusion of Muhammad concerning the relationship to one another. And to understand that in depth, let me read to you the context of that verse. In Quran chapter 6 verse 84, we read, "And we granted to him," him here is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, "both we guided, and Noah we guided before, and among his descendants, David, and Solomon, and Job, and Joseph, and Moses, and Aaron. And likewise we reward the doers of good, and Zechariah, And Yahya, he meant John the Baptist. And Isa, he meant Jesus. And Elias, he meant Elisha. All were from the good. And Ishmael and Elias, that is Elijah. And Eunice, that is Jonah. And Lot, that is the name concerning our study. And we preferred all those above the world. Allah preferred all these names above the world. But what do we learn from that verse about Lot? Nothing. Literally nothing. Let me give you another example of Lot in the Quran, and that is Quran chapter 38 and verse 13. And Samud, and the people of Lot, and the companion of the woods, those are the patients. Once again, the name Lot is mentioned in the middle of other names without any details whatsoever. All what we know is that there were a bunch of names, and they were messengers or prophets, and they were patient. Finally, let me read to you that which is written in Quran chapter 50 and verse 13, where once again the name Lot is mentioned without any details. For there we read, and Ad and Pharaoh and the brethren of Lot. And here I have no idea why Allah in the Quran, that is Quran chapter 50 and verse 13, telling me the brethren of Lot. Because in reality, when we study the Bible and we study the history of the people of the Bible, you will see that Lot does not have any brethren. His people were not the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, as Muhammad mentioned all over the Quran. Unless Allah is talking about his people as he is their messenger. Once again, the Bible never said that Lot was sent to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah as a prophet or a messenger. But the opposite is true. He sent himself to that land because he liked that land, the green land, which looks like the land of Egypt. First of all, let me share with you the relationship between Abram and Lot so you can figure out what is missing in the pages of the Quran. In the book of Genesis chapter 11, beginning from verse 27, we read, this is the genealogy of Terah. Who is Terah? That is the father of Abraham. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran begot Lot. Wow. One simple verse from which we learn that Abram and Nahor and Haran were three sons of Terah. And Haran was the father of Lot. In verse 28, and Haran died before his father. So the father of Lot died before the grandfather, which is Haran, died. Terah in his native land in Ur of the Chaldeans. That is where Abram and his two brothers and his father Terah and his nephew Lot used to live. Obviously, the Lord called Abram out of the land of the Chaldeans to the promised land, and he did. And as we shared in our last program, in verse 31, we learned that who are the ones who traveled from the land of the Chaldeans, that is Iraq, to the promised land. As the scripture said, and Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abraham's wife, and they went out with them from Ur, the Chaldeans, to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. So who made the trip to the promised land? It was Abram, his wife Sarai, and his nephew Lot. That is what we learn from the Bible. Something you will never find in the Quran. Muhammad never mentioned this information anywhere in the Quran. That's why you cannot understand the Quran by simply reading all the verses of the Quran.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now, I want to take you to some of the stories of the Quran where you learn a little bit more about Lot. Not just his name is mentioned there, like many of the passages of the Quran, but there is extra information. For example, first let us look together at that which is written in Quran chapter 21 and verse 71. For there we read, "And we delivered him and Lot to the land which we blessed in it, to the world." What was the story here? It is the continuation to the story which we have mentioned to you in our last broadcast concerning the burning of Abraham in the fire. Remember when Allah said in Quran chapter 21, "O fire, be cold and peace on Abraham." That's how Abraham did not die by the burning fire. In verse 17, "And they thought," who are they? These are the people of Abraham, including his father, as Muslim scholars claim. They sought what? They sought to lay a plot against him. Who's him? That is Abraham. So the people of Abraham sought to lay a plot against Abraham. But Allah stated, "We made them the losers." They were the losers. Why? Because Allah delivered Abraham from the fire and he was not burned in that fire. Imagine with me, if this is a true story, imagine with me that all the people of the city of Abraham and his father throw Abraham to the fire, and the fire was cold and peace, as Allah stated in the Quran, and nothing happened to him, not even the smell of the burn on his clothes or on his hair. Don't you think at least 1,000 or maybe 100 or maybe 50 of his people would believe in him? No. That's not what the Quran said. Remember, that story is taken from the Bible concerning the three young Hebrew men in the land of Iraq, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we know from the Bible in the book of Daniel chapter 3 that after the Lord delivers them and the fire did not kill them, they were put in a high place in the government of the king because the king believed in their God, that he is the true God to be worshipped. But that's not the case of Abraham. He went to the fire, and he came out of the fire, and nobody believed in him, not even his own father, according to the teaching of the Quran. So what was the purpose of that great miracle in the Quran? Except we read in the following verse, that is verse 71, "And we delivered him and Lot." Wait a minute, who is Lot? We do not know. Where did Lot come from? We do not know. How Lot related to Abraham? We do not know. Not just from that verse, from all over the Quran. There is no way any person can tell me an answer for these questions about who Lot is, except Allah somehow, after he delivered Abraham from the fire, he actually delivered Lot with him. And how he delivered them? To a land. Which land? The land which we blessed in it to the world. We do not even know what land Muhammad is talking about in the Quran, which obviously a true evidence that Muslims cannot understand the Quran by simply reading the Quran. The only way you can understand the Quran is to go back to Genesis account, and there alone you can learn about Abraham and Lot and their father, leaving the land of Iraq to go to the promised land, the land of Canaan. And somehow on the way in the land of Haran, Terah, the father of Abraham, died. And obviously after that, Abraham and Lot both together travel with their wives to the promised land. Another very important fact, Muhammad did not mention the Quran because of his short knowledge or the short knowledge of his angel, Jibreel, or his God, Allah. Why is that? Because in chapter 12 in the book of Genesis, we know that Abraham traveled from the promised land, the land of Canaan, to Egypt. This information and the details about what happened in Egypt is not mentioned once again in the Quran. But as I mentioned to you earlier, in the Quran, you will come to the assumption that Abraham was a prophet, Lot was a prophet. As we will be reading from different locations in the Quran, that Lot had a message. And he actually brought the message to the people. He was preaching to them. He was teaching about Allah and how they should live right life instead of their lifestyle of homosexuality. That is a great evidence from the Quran that Lot was a messenger. As we read that clearly in Quran chapter 37 and verse 133, where Allah said, "And surely Lot was of the messengers. And he was sent by Allah to his people." And as I mentioned earlier, no, that's not what the Bible said. It was actually Lot who chose to live in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. As we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, beginning from verse 5. As the scripture said, "Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them," who are them here? That is Abraham and Lot, "that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together." In verse 7 we read, "And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land." So Abram, in verse 8 we read, said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren," even though Lot actually is the nephew of Abraham. In verse 9, "Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." In verse 10 we read, "And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go towards Zoar." And in verse 11 we read, "And Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other." Did you see what happened here? Allah did not send Lot to the land of Jordan, to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was Lot who chose to go there. Why? Because he has all these livestock and he is looking for green land so he can have pastures for his livestock. And that's exactly what he did. If we move on to verse 12, we read, "Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom." And now let us listen to the description of the people of Sodom in verse 13. "But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord." A little bit later, in Genesis chapter 14, we learn about Lot to be taken as a spoil of war with all his possessions, with all his family. And Abram was the one who went and delivered him and all the other spoil back to the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. Notice now, this is more information was never mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because Muhammad did not have access to it. Or maybe because, once again, neither Allah nor Jibreel knew anything about this very important information. We encourage you, our dear listeners, especially our dear Muslim friends who have never read the Bible, to go back to Genesis account and read this very important information to learn more about Abram and Lot. Now let me read you a couple more verses from Quran chapter 21, that is verses 74 and 75, to see what else Allah mentioned in the Quran about Lot. For there we read, "And we gave Lot wisdom and knowledge, and we delivered him from the village which was doing the abominations. Surely they were an evil, transgressing people. And we admitted him in our mercy. Surely he was of the good." What do we learn from these verses about Lot or the people whom Lot lived with? Hardly anything. Why? Because if I ask you, where was Lot living? You do not know. Who was living there? We do not know. What was the sin of the people? We do not know. As we see the details later in the Bible, which, by the way, Muhammad kept copying bits and pieces from the account of the Bible to the pages of the Quran. The name of Lot is mentioned in the Quran 27 times. And the story spread all over the chapters of the Quran. And you can read every word is mentioned there, like in the case of Abraham. And trust me, you still will not know who really Lot was or what was his mission. After all, Muhammad made a great error in the Quran. That is when he called Lot a prophet or a messenger, when in reality he actually lived in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, suffering his choice to live in the wrong place at the wrong time, as we will see as we continue in our study of our commentaries on the Quran. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.